Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Conversations with Adele. I'm your host, Adele Teblin, and I am so thrilled to be bringing to you this new season, this new ideation of my podcast. In each podcast episode, I am going to be featuring a guest, a friend, a colleague in the space, a thought leader, someone who I would be having coffee with, and you can be getting the behind the scenes of what it's really like to sit down and have a real conversation with me and some of these amazing human beings. The purpose of this podcast is for you to deeply connect with me and the people in my life that I care deeply about, for you to get to know something about me that you don't already know, and for you to gain a new perspective. Every podcast guest that I feature will push the boundaries and bring in a new perspective, which allows you to tap into a new point of view. So I can't wait to dive into today's episode.
Okay, thought of the day. We play not to lose rather than to win. We play not to lose rather than to win. Okay, so what does this mean? When we talk about manifestation or the law of attraction, like some people like to say, I'm going to teach it on Friday more, like the law of manifestation, okay, because we're always manifesting. But the truth is we're often manifesting more of what we don't want as opposed to what we want. Raise your hand if you can see that for yourself. More manifesting the problems, what we don't want, as opposed to the desire. Okay. Now, the reason this happens is because we're focusing on the wrong thing. We're focusing on not losing, not failing, not being in debt. And this is a big one, ladies, especially this is a very big mother wound, not being disappointed, not being disappointed. So what does that mean? When you think about the ideas and thoughts that you hold in your consciousness, so much of what you do is to not be disappointed. You avoid disappointment like the plague. You avoid not losing, not failing, not making a mistake, not being seen. Now, when I say the mother wound, by the way, I don't mean just the feminine. Everyone has a mother wound, even if you're a man, because the masculine and feminine is not male, female. It's energetics. But the mother wound for most women, and if you're a man who's more in his feminine, then this is a big deal. How many, raise your hand. I just got huge chills in my body, actually, like which happens when I'm channeling something and it feels very much aligned for everybody. How many of you here just avoid disappointment? Everything in your life is to not be disappointed. Raise your hands. I know you, I see you. This is why you're not manifesting what you want. Because in not wanting to be disappointed, you're telling your subconscious mind, disappointed. It's deductive. It doesn't understand negations. It doesn't understand not, don't. In not being disappointed, what are you feeling? Disappointed. So you're an energetic match for disappointment. You're not an energetic match for desire. Don't lose. Don't be in debt. Don't this. Don't be that. I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be single. Like, it's all the don'ts. It's all the don'ts. It's all focusing on what we don't want as opposed to what we desire. And in that, the energetics in your thought and the energetics in your body and in the things that you're feeling are constantly disappointment, fear, lack. Make sense? This understanding is what changed the game for me 3.5 years ago, specifically, was mastering the discipline or disciplining my mind and really observing myself like a scientist and asking myself, what is the predominant consciousness of my being? You know, like it's probably not a question that most people ask themselves when they wake up in the morning, but this is the kind of stuff that I would ask myself. What is the predominant consciousness of my being? What is my focus on? So imagine you're driving a truck, you're driving your car to, you want to go to Florida and you got, you know, the little map and the navigation and it says, this is where your arrow is and you're going to Florida, but you're like constantly rerouting to Texas, because like your mind is always going in the wrong direction. So this is what it looks like to focus on the wrong thing. You say you want wealth and abundance, but all you feel is disappointment and lack. Explain to me how you're ever going to end up in Florida. And then what's worse is you collapse it with your identity. Oh, I'm a bad person and I'm bad and wrong. God doesn't love me anymore. It was all never going to work anyway. More disappointment. We have to stop focusing on the wrong thing. So this is where discipline comes in. This is why I've been talking so much about discipline. Someone's like, well, how do I do that? You're asking the wrong question. It's a choice. It's a discipline. How do I go to the gym? You drive your car, you go to the gym, you pick up a weight. It's the same thing. You decide today, like you start to observe and you go, okay, where am I playing not to lose rather than playing to win? Think about that idea. Just that thought of the day is enough for you to anchor into this today. And if you want to put in the chat what's opening up for you, that'd be fantastic, because this is such a big awareness where it's like, holy shit, most people spend their entire life playing not to lose. And all they do is lose. They play women specifically. The disappointment wound is such a big wound for women. In marriages, they're always disappointed with their partner. So in your marriage, it's always disappointment, or you fear being disappointed, or the guy let you down. So you're disappointed. It's always disappointment. And for men, it's about safety. It's for men, it's about feeling like they can trust their woman and partner to be safe. So it's like a trigger war. I'm disappointed. You're not safe. And we wonder why the whole energetic thing is fucked up. So you have to decide for yourself. You have to be very honest with yourself today and say, have I been focusing on the wrong thing? And the answer for most of you should be yes. Because if you're not manifesting exactly what you desire, your map is set to Texas and you want to go to Florida. It doesn't mean you're bad and wrong, or you don't understand something, or you're stupid, or you're not good enough. Like, that is all the victim martyr consciousness piece that we have to like completely eradicate from our psychology at this point. It's just that no matter how smart I am, if I've got my navigation in the wrong country, I'm not going to end up where I want to go. Does that make sense? Okay. So your homework today is to ask yourself, what am I focusing on? What am I focusing on? And just list it out very honestly. So like, don't answer it based on how you want. Like to answer, like, don't answer it based on like, well, I'm focusing on wealth. It's like, are you though? Because you're actually only talking about lack. So ask yourself like a scientist first, observe your thinking. Where I say I want abundance in my life, or I say I want to attract my soulmate, or I say I want peace and happiness, or I say I want this, well, I say I want a thriving business, but I'm constantly focusing on not having clients. I'm constantly focusing on not failing and not making a mistake. I'm constantly focusing on the debt and the bills I have to pay. I'm constantly focusing on what I don't want versus desire. Now, let me speak about desire for a second. So this is what I did when I first kind of got really present to this, like 3.5 years ago. I had a notebook out and I like would just free write all the thoughts that were coming up. And I started to observe where my consciousness was at. It's like, I say I want abundance, but I'm constantly focusing on not having enough. So some of you, I know, because we've been together for a long time, you focus on not being seen, which is like hilarious if you think about it. Because you don't want to be seen, but then you want to be successful. And those two things are like diametrically opposed, right? So the first part is to observe what's happening. You say, what do you want? And then what are you actually focusing on? So be present. What do I want? This is my goal, this is my desire. And then here's what I'm actually focusing on. Okay. Okay, cool. Then I want to talk quickly here about desire. So desire in and of itself is abundance. Everyone do this. Close your eyes for a second. Just feel into what I'm saying. Take a deep breath and just close your eyes. I just want you to feel the different energetics in your body here. Because energetics is not a concept. Energetics is an actual tangible feeling, okay? So focus on what you desire. Just bring into your mind what you want, your desire. And feel what that feels like. And then open your eyes. Put in the chat what did that feel like? Like just focusing on desire, what's the feeling and the sensation that you had when you focused on desire? Christine, radiant, joy, pure joy, fulfillment, light, airy, tingly, exciting, fulfillment, okay, great, warm and whole, heart full, very good, okay, joyful, powerful, very good. So everyone's adjectives are a synonym for abundant. Yes? Limitless. Synonym for abundant. Your desire is rooted in abundance. Joy, happiness, whole, completion, radiant, exciting, limitless, all a synonym for abundant. Yes? Okay, so my point in this is just the soul nature of your desire is fully abundant. There's no lack in your desire. The only lack is in your thinking. Now, close your eyes and let's do the similar thing. Close your eyes and think about all the things you keep saying you don't want. So just list them off in your head as you close your eyes. Like dad, to whatever. Just list out what you don't want in your mind. Okay, and then open your eyes and write down what that felt like. Anxiety, closed, death, heaviness, restraint. Aha, anxious, tense. Again, dark, heavy. Okay, so what's that a synonym for? Fear. Do you see where I'm going with this? So you spend 99.9% of your day feeling stopped, dead, heavy, struggle, hopeless, tense, and you wonder why you're not an energetic match for desire. That's it. That's it. That's all you need to know. And then the discipline is you have to decide that you're going to discipline your mind like you would discipline your body in the gym. That you're just like, you know what? Like, that's not leading me down the road I want to go. I have to stop focusing on what I don't want and discipline my mind to focus on what I do want. This is what I did every day. Like, this is why we're here every day, because this is disciplining and conditioning the mind every day to think truth rather than appearances, like Waddles said in The Science of Getting Rich, to think how I want to think as opposed to my conditioning, to focus on desire as opposed to fear. I get some questions like, how do I do that? Just do it. That's it. How is the wrong question? How is rooted in fear? Do you see what I'm saying here? How do you go to the gym? You drive your vehicle and you park your car and you walk in and you go lift a weight. But you ask, how am I supposed to do this? You just do it. You notice your thoughts going in the wrong direction and you say, what's desire? Desire's over here. It's like, how do you reroute the navigation system? You just reroute the navigation system. There's nothing more complicated than that. But we need to know how, because we want to dig into the fear as opposed to focus on abundance. So in and of itself, when you start to go into how, you've lost faith. Does that make sense? When you go on how, into how, you've lost faith. Desire is all-encompassing abundance. Everything you desire is abundance. Because think about it. If you desire to drink Dom Perignon, okay? Let's just use this example. There's no lack in desiring Dom Perignon. You just want it. You don't need it. You desire it. You don't buy a Chanel bag because you need it. You buy it because you desire it. You don't Desire is abundant. You don't do it because you need it. Need is rooted in safety. You do it because I don't drive the truck I drive because I need it. I desire it. That's it. Desire requires no explanation. Make sense? So if I were you, I'm going to let you go, is I would re-listen to this like about 17 million times over the course of the week. Okay. So again, last piece, thought of the day, we play not to lose rather than to win. Let's start playing to win, not to lose. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Coffee Conversations. It really means the world to me that you take time every week to listen to now a very thought-provoking conversation with me and some of my close friends and peers in the industry, a little bit of a behind-the-scenes, a dialogue of what it would be like to have coffee with me and some of my friends who are thought leaders in this space. And I just want you to know something, that you're so worthy of success. And you can have whatever it is that you desire. I believe in you. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode.